This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tensions continue to soar in the Middle East following the assassination of a top Hamas terrorist leader in Tehran last week and a rocket strike on Israel's Golan Heights that killed a dozen youths the day before. Israel blamed the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah for the attack and struck what it said were Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. A Hezbollah commander was killed. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Despite the finger-pointing, there are real-world consequences for people living in the region. Israel's Iron Dome air defense system triggered over the weekend to intercept attacks from across the border in Lebanon. And with military reinforcements on the way, the State Department issued a do-not-travel advisory for Lebanon, encouraging U.S. citizens to depart. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Dozens of people have been killed and scores injured in clashes in Bangladesh Sunday. Police fired tear gas and lobbed stun grenades to disperse tens of thousands of protesters calling for the prime minister to resign. Lauren Anthony with Reuters.
Last month, at least 150 people were killed and thousands more were injured and arrested in violence sparked by demonstrations led by student groups protesting against quotas for government jobs. The Interior Ministry declared an indefinite nationwide curfew starting at 6 p.m. local time on Sunday. It's the first time it has taken such a step during the current protest. The unrest is the government's biggest test since deadly protests erupted after Hasina won a fourth straight term in January elections that were boycotted by the main opposition Bangladesh Nationalist Party. Critics of Hasina, along with human rights groups, have accused her government of using excessive force to stamp out the movement, a charge she and her ministers deny.
North Korea has marked the delivery of 250 nuclear-capable missile launchers to frontline military units, as leader Kim Jong-un said his country should prepare for prolonged confrontations with the United States. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports an unrest in England as far-right rioters clash with police.
Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer has strongly condemned an attack on a hotel housing asylum seekers. Protesters threw objects, including bits of wood, chairs and fire extinguishers, at police officers in the English town of Rotherham. They also attempted to break into the hotel housing asylum seekers as surrounding crowds of far-right protesters cheered them on. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer called their actions far-right thuggery. His comments come as a wave of violence broke out in several towns and cities across the country. The violence came in the wake of a stabbing rampage at a dance class that left three girls dead and many more wounded in Southport. Protesters also clashed with police in the northern town of Middlesbrough. Karen Chamas, London.
Nigeria's leader has called for an end to mass protests over economic hardship, saying the rallies have turned violent and blamed a few with political agenda for driving them. Details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The protests, which began on Thursday, continued on Sunday after the request by Nigerian President Bola Tinubu. The protests have been accompanied by reports of looting and vandalism, as well as accusations security forces have used excessive force. Amnesty International has reported the deaths of 9 protesters in clashes with police, while another 4 were killed by a bomb. The Nigerian police deny the amnesty report. The protests reflect frustration with the worst cost of living crisis in a generation and accusations of misgovernment and corruption in Africa's most populous country. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 stock index has fallen as much as 7.1% before recovering some lost ground, extending sell-offs that shook markets last week. The index was down about 6% as the market began a midday break. Stocks tumbled Friday on worries the U.S. economy could be cracking under the weight of high interest rates meant to whip inflation. Early Monday, the futures for the S&P 500 and the Dow Industrials were down more than 1%. Tropical Storm Debbie has now strengthened to a Category 1 hurricane as it heads toward the U.S. state of Florida. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say the storm has now maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. The storm has already brought rain and flooding to much of Florida's Gulf Coast. Forecasters warn it will likely also thrash the Atlantic coast of the states of Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina with rain. And catastrophic flooding is expected in some areas. Debbie is a fourth named storm of the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.